What's up, podcast universe? Dr. Notorious of the Notorious Jokecast here. Sorry, been a few days fighting something real bad, still am. So, not much going on the Jokecast, but doing the call-ins using the Anchor app. So, talked to a couple of interesting guys. Boss Knowledge and I had a good long talk. And Anthony Drayton and I were having a great talk. And then we got disconnected. And trying to help him with his lady friend. Yeah, so stay tuned, listen in. You're on the Jokecast. Things are about to get weird.
So do I tell you about, do I ask you about my problems, or do you want me to ask about your problems?
Ask me about your problems, and then we'll discuss solutions.
All right. Let's see. Do you think I should? No. Do you think I should stay home with my parents for probably until I finish college, or should I move out as soon as possible?
So you're 18?
I'm 22.
22. Okay.
Yeah.
And you're living with your parents.
Yeah.
I think it's time to leave the nest.
What's that?
I think it's time to leave.
Time to leave?
Yeah. 22, yeah. 22, did you graduate college?
Not yet.
Not yet? How long do you have till you graduate, though?
I got a decent amount.
You got a decent amount. Are you, what's your major?
If I'm majoring something, it's going to be in criminal justice.
Criminal justice?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So you say it's time to get out of here.
It's time to get out of there. And it's time to, 4 years to get a criminal justice degree?
I mean, it's like...
Isn't that a two-year degree?
Well, that's if you're trying to be a cop.
Oh, okay. Okay, what are you trying to do with it?
I mean, I'm trying to go above and beyond, you know?
Are you going to go to law school?
Yeah, attorney, lawyer.
Okay, okay. Yeah, that you got to hit the books for that. And then, yeah, I mean, if you got the money...
Right.
See, that's tough. If you're going to go to grad school, if your parents are willing to put you up, but at the same time, you know, you're especially in grad school, you miss out on a lot living with your parents. Because grad school is like the socialization of undergrad, like times two. I mean, grad school is really where you're probably going to meet like your lifelong friends.
I hear you.
If you already don't have them. Like, you know, the people I know that went to grad school and connected to other people in grad school, they are tight because you join a program, you join, you know, and it's a much smaller than your undergrad degree. And it's, you know, in some cases it can be highly competitive too, but in a positive way, not a negative way.
It's like more of a brotherhood, you guys kind of.
Right.
All right. I mean, like, from what I hear, like, from what I'm reading your name, the Notorious Jokecast, I thought this was going to be a joke, but you actually taking this serious, so I'm going to ask you some real serious questions.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, cool. So, like, I'm like, in a situation where, like, I'm in a small, boring town with, like, very minimum people I know, and the friends I made are all from high school, and they're slowly, you know, they're slowly ghosting away, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm thinking about leaving this place, but, like, you know, I don't even know what my next move is. I still got, like, so many schools. I'm on, like, a very, like, low budget.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, I understand. Yeah. I mean, I actually still live in the town I grew up in. It's a metropolitan city of a couple million people, but, you know, it's still the same. It's got that same small town mentality, though, I think.
Yeah.
What state are you in?
Florida.
Florida? Okay. So there's some big cities around there. There's like Miami and Orlando and Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah. But you know,
Jacksonville.
The way my parents are simple people. You know how simple people think. It's like, why would you move out when we have a house and you can just live here and do your thing here?
Right. Well, yeah. You know, because you need a chance to grow as a human being. Right. Because there's a lot of studies that show, and it, you know, the old, you know, I actually, you know, graduated college, you know, had a bunch of failed careers, moved back in with my parents briefly, right, before then cycling out, and now, you know, I'm married, kid, house. I don't know about a wonderful career, but I've got work, and then I do this. I manage large accounts for a large Fortune 15 corporation.
So you're like an accountant?
No, more like an account manager.
Okay.
It's like middle management kind of thing, just managing large.
I kind of want to know who I'm getting my.
I'm 38 years old.
All right, so you've been through it. All right, cool.
Yeah, I've been through the shit, man. I've been through some shit. I've seen the shit.
I hear you. When people say that, like, you know, right now I'm going through easy times, but, you know, I'm just so distracted by, like, stupid things around me.
Right. Right.
You know what? I hear you, dude. I mean, I think it is time to get out of here.
Yeah. See, like, I did some dumb stuff when I was your age. Like, I'm out of college, and I start hanging out with, like guys from the hood.
Yeah.
And I grew up in, like, an extremely, like, affluent neighborhood, and then I started hanging out with guys. Like, one night he's like, hey, I gotta go over to a friend's house. I was like, okay. And then when he got here, he's like, okay, they ain't really friends, and here's a gun, if you hear shit, come in and like rescue me. And it's like, mother, yeah. What?
Yeah. I feel you on that. Yeah, no doubt.
You want me to do what? All right.
Yo, that's just how it is, though. That's just
well, yeah. Well, but it gave people me a perspective into the other side of,
yeah, no doubt,
of our culture. You know, there's the haves and the have-nots.
Right.
And the only way for the have-nots to get to be up to the haves is they got to work a hell of a lot harder.
True. And the have-nots are the ones who are, like, stuck in the slums and just working a 9-to-5 job and for the rest of their life.
Right. You know, I mean, I came from, you know, a fairly well-off family that I can't look back and say I ever wanted for anything. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't get that giant G.I. Joe aircraft carrier.
Oh,
but who did? Well, no, but I wasn't like the kid. I wasn't like the kids whose parents were like doctors and lawyers and shit like that. My family were just kind of like, I don't know how, like small town, well off.
Mm-hmm. I hear you, man.
Yeah. But in the town I grew up in, it wasn't really that well off, but it was comfortable. It was comfortable. And then through college, I did live separate from my parents, but it was supplemented in some part by my grandparents.
All right.
So, you know.
They helped you out.
Right.
Okay. No, it's like kind of with me, with my situation is, it's like if I'm going to move out, then it's like it's all on my own.
Right.
Basically, they'll just like turn their back on me and I'll just.
Well, and you know, President Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Went to, you know, grew up in Yellow Springs, Arkansas. He was born in Hope. They always talk about him being born in Hope, but he grew up in Yellow Springs. It's actually a rough little small town in Arkansas now. It's where all the dog tracks are. And there was dog tracks and low bid poker when he was growing up.
Right.
And they didn't have a lot of money. His parents pretty much gambled a lot of the time. And he got through college, and especially he got through law school, working two or three jobs. You know, he would intern, he would bus tables, he would work banquets. I mean, he busted his ass, and that's how he got through law school.
True, I hear you. I feel like we're getting too cozy right now.
Okay. New question. Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Okay, so I've been working out for a while, and I've made a lot of improvements. Now, this is a question that's been on my mind for a really long time. You think I should just, like, give up the gym? You know, I've got what I wanted. I got what I expected. I'm just going to maintain.
Keep maintaining. Yeah. As someone who's had two back surgeries, and it's taking forever to get back into any sort of shape because I took way too much time off after I got what I wanted for my wedding. And then I took a whole shit ton of time off, and now I am fucked. So keep going.
All right.
Keep going.
True that. Right, so what about, how about this? This is getting a little personal. What about my friends and my family? Should I just feel the same way, like treat them like any other person, or should I, like, keep them closer? And
no, you always keep your family and your close friends close. Okay. Always keep them close. Always keep them in your heart.
Somewhat they can sidetrack me and they can, like, piss me off in so many ways. Like, if I feel something about some way, they kind of throw me off.
Yeah, but, you know, that's what families do.
Alright.
Yeah.
They doubt me and I'll just be like, man, like, what?
Exactly. The biggest mistake I think I ever made was listening to my dad that said, go to the university I work at and get half off, even though they didn't have the degree I wanted to get at that time. And he's like, just to get a degree.
So what did you do?
Political science.
And that was at your dad's college? Like, did you listen to your dad? Or did
oh,
you...
yeah. I did exactly what he told me.
All right.
And then they gave me, because they would give me money to supplement my income.
Right.
And I was able to live a comfortable, fun college life.
And would you say he was right? Or would you say maybe your way could have
probably... I think he was dead wrong. But it is what it is, yeah. I think I should have gone to, like, New York or California or somewhere. But then I wouldn't have my wife, my son, and things like that. And you can't really say, you can't go back in time and change that shit, so.
No.
You know? So now I'm doing stuff like this.
But I mean, like, while you were still inspired doing what you wanted to do, won't you think that maybe that could have been a better change? Because me, like, I've always been inspired to make music. But, you know, everybody around me, like, I try to build a group, so on, so forth, et cetera. Everybody just thinks that it's not going to happen. I think it's not impossible, but I just need, like, a team with me.
Right, right. And, you need
I need my motivation.
Your Roger Waters, your Nick Masons, your...
Right, whoever those are. I don't know if they're in my life, but... You're playing the guitar?
Yeah.
All right, sure that I have a guitar too. All right, cool. So we should keep going with my
dress. Yeah. Anyways.
So how soon should I move out? Tomorrow?
No. You know, just take your time. You know, unless you're accepted to a law school and you gotta go to it. Mm-hmm. You know, just financing, job. I mean, that's, you know, it's rough. You got to go. I had a friend, I went with him to Seattle when he went to an art school out there. And that's what he had to do. And I went with him because I knew the city a little bit, especially a part of town the Art Institute was in. And, you know, I was able to guide him through the shit. And get him to where he needed to go, like, on time and stuff like that. And it was kind of like, it was cool. So, I mean, if you got to do that, you know, that can be a fun fucking adventure in itself.
No doubt.
And if you do that, definitely put it up and let me know because I want to hear it.
And I will, man. If any time, what is this? Did you make this category?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is a nice little category. I like this category.
Thank you. Thank you. No. What now? My timer is broken. What does it say on your end? How much time do we have?
We have 2 more minutes.
Okay, 2 more minutes. All right.
Yeah. So here, let me ask one more question and make it quick.
All right.
All right. So earlier today, I was talking to some. I was, like, in a real bad mood, and then I talked to some kids on this same app, and they were in, like, you know, a lot worse situation than I was in Nigeria and Dominican Republic, you know, helping homeless people. And I started feeling like, man, why should I start feeling bad about, like, what I'm going through? Now, my question is, I felt good about what I did talking to these other two people and telling them how great they're doing. should I be indulging in something like that? I really feel like I get a good, like a good feeling helping people out, knowing that they're doing good things.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you always I look for little things. I always do it in little things. You know, if you see someone that needs help, like, you know, if an old lady needs help at the store reaching something, or, you know, if someone needs help, you know, moving a cart because they have three kids running amok, or all, you know, all sorts of situations where if you see someone who needs a helping hand, you know, help. And if there's more you can do, do more.
Sure. 30 seconds here.
All right. Good knowing. Good talking.
Good talking. You do this good luck. For, as a job or something?
No. No, this is my, well, it's kind of like my part-time job.
All right. I mean, like, shit, man, you gave good advice. I should pay you somehow, right?
Namaste, man. Well, just subscribe to my channel. I'll hit you back and call in, say hi from now and then.
All right.
Appreciate all right.
It, yeah, man.
Namaste.
All right. Hello, guys. This is Anthony Drayton, and we have a co-caster with us, and his name
Dr. Notorious of the Notorious Jokecast.
All right. And hello, today we're here to... Hello, how are you?
Doing well, thank you. Yourself?
Got a couple things going on, but other than that, I'm...
Got some things?
Pretty much all right.
Got some things. All right.
Yeah, how good are you at, like, talking to females?
Pretty good, pretty good. I'm married, I have a kid.
Well, that's good. I'm in love with this redhead and, trying,
nice.
Like, to try and get with her as much as possible. Mm-hmm. She loves anime, you know, she's really, really interesting and all, you know.
Are you into anime? And,
yes, I okay, actually good, love anime.
Good, awesome. Okay.
My favorite anime in the world is Black Butler.
Yeah, mine is Vampire Hunter D.
Ooh,
the original one. No, it's one of the older ones. And then I love one of the really, really foggy. The Castle of Castellestro, Lupin the Third. I'm old, so I like the old ones, you know. Yeah. So, okay. Well, you're both interested in anime. What does she like to eat?
As far as I know, she likes to eat spaghetti and pizza.
Okay.
I love spaghetti and meatballs.
Okay. Have you ever made it from scratch? Can you make it from scratch?
I mean, I can, but it's
there's nothing that woos a lady more than inviting her over, opening a bottle of Italian wine, even though I prefer Spanish, even with pasta, and cooking up some fantastic fucking pasta.
Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea.
You want? I can give you either a bolognese, like a bolognese, a rich bolognese recipe, or would she want like something lighter? I mean, if you're trying to get with her, sometimes you want something a little lighter. You don't want something that'll, like, you know, really clog you up, you know? You know, it puts you into the food coma is what I mean. You don't want to be in a food coma if you're going to be like, wah, 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 you know?
She said food coma.
Right. You want to be wah, chicka, chicka. We chicka chicka chicka. I don't know. What do you kids listen to when you're getting it on now? Or what would you an anime girl like? What would the playlist be for Sweet Love Time with the redhead from? Where are you guys from?
Toledo.
Toledo. Well, then all you have to do is go to Ideal Hot Dog. You know, and that's the way to anyone's heart in Toledo.
You said, what was it?
Ideal Hot Dog. East Toledo, man. What part of Toledo are you in? No, my wife is. So my wife is. My in-laws still live there. So I'm up there all the time, man. I'm down here in the Seabus, the capital city.
Oh?
Yeah. So where in Toledo are you? You don't have to say if you don't want to, but, like, you know, are you really in the... Are you in the real Toledo, or are you in, like, Sylvania or one of those places?
Like, Sylvania Township, kind of.
Yeah. Like, yeah. See, my wife grew up in the real Toledo.
I like that real Toledo. That's that real Toledo.
East Toledo.
Anthony, Dr. Notorious, what happened? It's my fault. My app crashed. Good talk. Sorry we didn't get the full 15. You can always call into the joke cast, or we can dress that something up later. Yeah, if you want to do a really rich sauce, do beef broth, tomato paste, not tomato sauce, and crushed tomatoes. Mix it together with oregano. I don't like basil. It's a little too sweet, so I'll put in a little thyme. And then if you really want to kick it up, add ground meats. I would just go to a butcher, and say, give me like meat for a bolognese sauce, and they'll know what to do. So good luck. Oh, and bay leaf. Good night. Lighter one that's even easier is olive oil. Cubed Italian meat like prosciutto or whatever the bacon thing is, and basil, and then the fresh pasta. Like, if you can't get like fresh made pasta, get like the, you know, like the Bertolli or whatever, and yeah, fry the meat with a little bit of garlic, and then toss it with a little of olive oil and the fresh basil with the pasta. Serve it with a little salad with just mozzarella and some tomato and some spinach, a little drizzle of olive oil, a little oregano. You're golden, babe. We'll squeeze a lemon, maybe some cracked pepper. C'est magnifique.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.